Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Niekro. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Seitzer steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Laudner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardozzi for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Puckett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Puckett. Quirk moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Quirk scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive towards third. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley juggles the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Laudner for a passed ball. Eisenreich moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Salazar moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Salazar scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Royals. George Frazier now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Tardaboul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tardaboul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardaboul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardaboul takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tardaboul moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gladden scores. It's 8-1, Royals. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing second base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards short. Salazar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardozzi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Biancalana reaches second base with a double. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Royals. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzeder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Biancalana scores. It's 10-3, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Benitez now playing left field. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Bo Jackson now playing center field. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Greg Gagne now playing center field. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10. And Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.